From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An airstrike in Syria destroys a hospital in Aleppo. The hospital was supported by the charity Doctors Without Borders. At least 20 people were killed in the bombing. Among the dead were two doctors, including the last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas of Aleppo. Sam Taylor, Syria Communications Coordinator for Doctors Without Borders.
There are other medical facilities still available, but this was the place. This was a place for women to go and give birth. This was the place for children to go and get specialist treatment. It's now a pile of rubble. They'll have to find alternatives, and we don't know how many alternatives there are.
The airstrike was part of a violent 24-hour period in Aleppo, which saw more than 60 people killed in fighting between Syrian forces and rebels. United Nations envoy Staffan de Mistura says the February cessation of hostilities that he helped negotiate hangs by a thread and could totally collapse at any time. Austria has approved new laws that permit the Austrian government to declare a state of emergency if migrant numbers suddenly rise. The law also stipulates that asylum seekers would be turned back directly at the border, including those from war-torn countries such as Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon doesn't like the law.
I'm concerned that European countries are now adopting increasingly restrictive immigration and refugee policies.
The legislation makes it more difficult for relatives of asylum seekers to join their families in Austria. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile. The missile is believed to have crashed seconds after takeoff in what appears to be the second such failure in a matter of weeks. South Korea's defense ministry reported the failure Thursday. This is VOA News.